It's that time. Our time. 5 nights a week. 52 weeks a year. The Rock. That matters. This is Loudwire Nights.
Hey, this is Tony Gonzalez, the host of Loudwire Nights. Every night, we bring you the rock that matters.
All aboard!
We celebrate birthdays, commemorate anniversaries, and other monumental dates in rock history. And every night at 10, we deliver a block of Metallica.
Take my hand, off to never, never land.
So I don't need forgiveness.
There is nothing more.
We call Mission Metallica. My job is to just have fun with the show, and who wouldn't have fun talking with rock stars, talking with various entertainment industry celebrities, and talking with the listeners?
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
I think I need help.
We even have a nationwide toll-free loud line where people leave me all kinds of random feedback and insightful wisdom.
The Loud Line.
Hey, Tony, tell these people listening to this demo to contact Compass Media Networks today and find out how to add Loudwire Nights to their station.
No actual callers were used in this message. Actual callers will be heard shortly in the composite.
Here comes the show demo. Enjoy the listen. And remember, this could be on your radio station.
Look up the definition of rock chick and you'll see her picture.
Sexy.
She's Tony Gonzalez. And she's got your Loudwire Nights.
Welcome to the party. What you bring? What do you got? I have the music. Don't worry about that. Starting with a band that was known to warm up for their concerts by doing 14 shots of whiskey. That is a pre-work ritual. Definitely worth looking into. Very excited to have Maynard of Tool, A Perfect Circle, and Pussifer on the show with us tonight. A winemaker who has changed Arizona's economy with his work. So we'll start with a wine question. If you could share a bottle of your Caduceus cellar wine with any living person, who would it be?
Tupac.
Tupac's not alive.
That's what you say.
Can we assume Tupac's not alive, or are we going with Tupac may still be alive?
Well, last time I checked with Elvis, they were living together.
Always an out-of-the-box thinker. And speaking of, has there ever been an idea that you had that was really out of the box and didn't ultimately pan out?
If you kind of think of learning, just in general, the process of learning, nothing is something, nothing doesn't work. It teaches you in some way. So I guess, I guess I'm ruining your question. Everything is educational, so even if it doesn't quite work out the way you thought it did, you learned something from it, and you actually were able to build on that. So everything is a lesson, so nothing really didn't work on some level.
All right, that's some glass half full thinking right there. We're going to have more with Maynard, but we're going to get into some Tool. Right now, it's Sober on Loudwire Nights.
I wasn't ready for The Miz. I'm just going to flat out say that. The energy and the overpowering mic skills, I wasn't ready for it.
How did you get so good at being so hated?
I don't know. I even wore an Alice in Chains shirt.
Everyone loves that.
I thought I was hip. I was like, you know what? I'm kind of hard rock. You know, I felt like it. And everyone, I walked up there. You know what it was? I was going up against Zakk Wylde. And Zakk Wylde is like a god amongst mortals here. And so it's you go up against him in WWE 2K18, and no matter what, you're going to be booed. And then you got Jericho up there, who's a buddy of mine, who literally is going to allow it to happen, even put a little bit on the flames,
yeah,
you know?
Enjoyed it. It's said that it's you and Chris Jericho who are the best WWE mic handlers. Like, once you guys
handle a mic,
do you think you're better than Chris Jericho?
I'm down in my mind. I'm the best there is, was, ever will be. I guess I just stole that from Bret Hart. But, hey, who cares? Yes, I'm the greatest talker of all time in WWE and the world.
In the world.
You pass the mic and you start the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Can you teach me a few tips? Like, how can I become the master
just
of the mic?
Just feel it. You just feel it and you just start talking to the camera and you go into it. It doesn't matter who you're talking about or what it is. You just go into it and you feel it.
Right.
And I'm the most must-see WWE superstar of all time. And no matter if I'm at the Loudwire Music Awards or in a WWE ring, I steal the show each and every time. When I was up there, people can boo me all day long because the fact is, I know I am awesome. Your turn.
We're here at the Loudwire Music Awards. I'm awesome, too. I'm maybe not as awesome as The Miz, but I'm pretty awesome, too.
Yeah, but you got to have the full confidence. You don't have to say, I'm pretty awesome, too. Know you're awesome.
I'm
feel
the best
the awesomeness
and ever. Is that better?
High five.
And that confirmed my 0.0 chance of ever being in wrestling or being a quarter of a fraction as good as The Miz on the mic. But I got music for you.
We'd love to tell you what's in store for tonight's show, but we never know what's coming out of that mouth next. You're listening to Tony Gonzalez and Loudwire Nights.
It's Loudwire Nights. We just heard AC/DC's Have a Drink on Me, and there's an app for that. Seriously, there is. It's called the Drinks on Me app, and basically the way it works is you download the app, you select a friend from your Facebook list or from one of your phone contacts, then you pick a bar or a restaurant, and voila, you buy a drink. Or you could be a human, meet them there, and just buy them a drink in person. Or you could be a human a-hole and just say, buy your own drink, man. What do I look like? Your sugar daddy? I don't think so. All right, we have big Stone Temple Pilots news coming up after this.
The Loud Line.
The most embarrassing thing I did when I was drunk, I accidentally married a girl in the back of a taxi cab up at college. That's my story. I'm Pat.
How do you even accidentally marry somebody? Obviously, it wasn't legally binding. Did you have a priest for a driver? I'm so confused by that. But regardless, it makes me feel better about all the stupid crap I do. So thank you for the call. 844-205-LOUD. I think it's a perfect topic for a Friday night. Last thing you did that you regret after drinking one, two, or three, or four, too many. 844-205-LOUD. Here is Highly Suspect Little One on Loudwire Nights.
I pledge allegiance to Loudwire Nights. Waving the rock and roll flag by playing the biggest names and the best songs in all of rock. This ain't country. This ain't kitty pop.
Ew.
This ain't soft, snoozy old chick rock.
Isn't he spicy?
This is Loudwire Nights.
At this point, continuing my conversation with Chris Jericho and Rich Ward of Fozzy. Of course, it's the Fozzy Across America radio special. And we got into kind of a live show and how a Fozzy live show is all about fun.
I used to love going to I also used Van Halen in the 70s and 80s. I never saw them in the 70s, but I saw them in 1984. And it was a party. And it was a party because they could back it up. There was comedy involved, but as players, as entertainers, there was no one better. We adopt that attitude. Are we Van Halen? No. But we have the same attitude, and that we will go out of our way to make sure people have a great time. It's the middle of a festival, and we got Korn and all these other bands for us. I don't care. I want to stand out and make people leave going, what the hell was that? That was fun.
It is fun, and I think the encore part is among some of my favorite moments of watching Fozzy live, which I did 3 times in 1 day, thanks to Fozzy Across America.
Contact Compass Media Networks today to find out about how to add Loudwire Nights to your station.
I think when you talk about the song Judas, one of the reasons why it really stuck and why it's still growing is because the people can relate to the lyrics. I didn't write those lyrics, but I'm the one who has to sing them and sell them. So now I have to read those lyrics that are coming from a dark place in Johnny Andrews' head. How does that translate to me? I find my place that fits that and sing them and believe it. Everything I've ever loved, I've pushed them all away. You know, I have been a slave to the Judas in my mind. Everyone has that. Judas from the Bible is an outside guy who betrays you. But what if you betray yourself? The ultimate betrayal. You know, what if I have this last shot of Fireball knowing that it's going to make me throw up? We do it all the time. I'm going to eat this last piece of pizza even though I'm going to feel like a fatso after. You do it all the time. Or even worse, cheating on your girlfriend or pulling the trigger or you know, whatever it may be. You're betraying yourself. You know it's wrong, but you do it anyways. And that fits.
Yes, it does sound vaguely familiar. Here is the title track off Fozzy's latest album. It is Judas, available everywhere for your listening pleasure. But you're hearing it right now on Loudwire Nights. It's the Fozzy Across America special. Way more to come all night right here.
Keep calm and Loudwire Nights on.
Welcome to an extra scary Friday the 13th, since it happens to land on October, the spookiest month of the year. And there's a bunch of theories on why today's bad luck. One of the most popular has to do with Christian scripture. Supposedly, the fateful date represents the 13 guests at the Last Supper and the fact that Jesus was crucified on Friday. Another hypothesis is that in ancient times, a group of teenagers were murdered one by one by an unknown killer while attempting to reopen an abandoned campground. Whatever the reason, one thing we do know about Friday the 13th is that Black Sabbath released their debut album on a Friday the 13th, which is just another reason why starting the show with Paranoid is so perfect, because you know some of us are. Happy Friday the 13th. We're going to have some fun. We have some musicians popping in, sharing their superstitions with us throughout the night. So it should be a good time. Scary, right? I know. Here's Black Sabbath, Paranoid, on Loudwire Nights. It's Loudwire Nights, and it's funny how all of these musicians, including Dustin Bates of Starset, was asked if they have any superstitions, and it just became a conversation about OCD. Take a listen.
The superstitions, not so much, but there is, it's not even a superstition. I will say, like, if I'm at the gym and I'm doing reps of something, and this is more OCD than superstition, actually. So I don't even know why I'm saying it, but I usually avoid doing 13 reps of something.
The building I'm currently in has a 13th floor. Isn't that weird? I thought that was like illegal or something. Well, Friday the 13th is almost coming to a close, but before it does, Tom Morello, Prophets of Rage, shares his superstitions with us.
Most of my superstitions revolve around baseball, but since my Cubs won the World Series, I'm a little more relaxed this year, and I've kind of been able to put 108 years of superstition. I still, as the playoffs are coming around, I'll probably get some of them back, but I was wearing the same shirt and, you know, carrying the same marble in the same pocket for 3 weeks last year, but now I'm much more relaxed.
Thank you to all who took the time to chat with us about their superstitions.
October is a month all about beer, scary monsters, and shrieks and screams of joy and... Wait a minute, how is that different from any other month? Here's another night of motivation to pour a beer, get your blood pumping, and yell it loud and proud. Loudwire Nights rocks.
So one of the best parts of my day is when I can wrangle one of the Loudwire.com writers to come in here and have a chat with me, and Joe DeVita.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking the time to come chat.
Thanks for having me on, Tony. I always love this.
Open door policy, man. You guys are always welcome. You know this. All right, so we're going to be talking about Mr. Filth's picks for his 13 Essential Halloween albums.
Yeah, some of you may not be so familiar with Cradle of Filth because they don't get a lot of radio play. They're kind of like a gothic, vampiric, symphonic type black metal band from England. They've been around for over 20 years, so.
Makes them perfect for this, right?
Yeah. That's exactly why we hit them up to do this list for us.
I know maybe like two people on this list. Who are your top favorite, like of all the people on the list, who do you think our audience would appreciate most?
You can't have Halloween without Typo Negative. We all missed the big green man, Peter Steele. Mm. And he always had a way of conjuring these dark, morbid, ethereal atmospheres and laced it with just this biting sarcasm. Like the song Black Number One on the album Bloody Kisses, which is their breakout album, is just really about a sad goth girl.
Feeling sad goth girly. Let's start with that musically, but we have so much coming up on this show. We have all kinds of musicians sharing their favorite Halloween memory with us. We have some of you sharing your favorite Halloween memory with us. So without further ado, happy Halloween. Here is Black Number One, Typo Negative on Loudwire Night. All night long, we're going to have musicians share their favorite Halloween memory with us. And here is M Shadows of Avenged Sevenfold doing just that.
Yoni Christ throws a Halloween party every year. To me, that's pretty memorable because every year the same friends get together. We all dress up, even though we're becoming old people now. And we have a good time with it. But I think my favorite Halloween memory would be taking my son out for the first time when he was actually cognizant of what was happening. And he was excited. He got his first candy and he realized if he goes to every door, he'll get more and more candy. For some reason, I have a great street and there's haunted houses everywhere. And then, you know, people are dressed up in the streets and there's fog machines everywhere. And it's just very creepy. So it's fun taking my boys. And I think that first year was the best because you're so in love with it.
That'll lower the temperature of your cold black heart just a couple degrees. That's a cute story. All right. Here's Avenged Sevenfold. Wish you were here on Loudwire Nights. It's all about Halloween tonight on the show. Spooky music, your calls on your favorite Halloween memories, and we're hearing from musicians on theirs as well. Here is Corey Taylor's of Stone Sour and Slipknot.
Oh, man. Every Halloween is my favorite Halloween memory. I mean, Halloween is my Christmas. So for me, it's all about candy and hanging out with my kids and watching horror movies and having a blast with my friends. I mean, it used to be run around the neighborhood, you know, doing the teepee thing because I was a little jerk like that. But now, I mean, I love every part of it. I love dressing up. I love doing it up. And I wish we were playing a show on Halloween because I would totally dress up in like something weird. But it's my favorite. It's so my favorite night of the year. So every Halloween that I get to celebrate it and have fun with it, I'm totally into it.
Favorite horror movie?
Oh, the John Carpenter's Halloween, darling. I have a top 10. So, I mean, if you ever want to get really in depth with it, trust me, we'll go there.
He's into it. He is into it. Here is Rose Red, Violent Blue, Stone Sour on Loudwire Nights. We just heard from the Stone Temple Pilots and recently caught up with the DeLeo brothers and, of course, asked them to share their favorite Halloween memory with us. And this one is spectacular, I must say. This is probably top two favorite of the night.
I have a great Halloween story. Tony, do you have any kids?
I do not. I have a dog. I consider myself a dog.
Okay, well, parent. You know, you're probably pretty fond of your dog, right? You do almost anything for him.
Super, yes.
Well, okay, so we have kids, and you can imagine you'd do anything for him. So my son was, I think, about 5 or 6, and he wanted to be Scooby-Doo. And thank God my son had this vision. Instead of asking me to be Shaggy, he saw his dad as Fred. So I dressed up as Fred. I had a white shirt on, an orange ascot, and a yellow wig. And we went trick-or-treating in this area. It was kind of a lot of hoopla. And at the time, Cindy Crawford's cousin was our son's nanny. And I met Cindy that night and had my first and only conversation with Cindy Crawford as I was dressed in Fred.
That's awesome.
And I'm talking to her with this yellow wig and orange ascot, and I'm thinking to myself, are you really taking me seriously right now? Like, I just felt like wow, my one and only time to have a decent conversation with Cindy Crawford, and I was Fred.
Right, from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
What I want to know is, did you actually talk like Fred?
Hey, Velma!
Did you actually talk like that? I did not. I was trying to be as cool as I possibly could in Fred gear.
Right, right.
As cool as STPR, Fred gear killed it. It killed it, but that's a funny-ass story.
Loudwire 9.
Heard right here on your radio.
Across all 50 states, numerous countries, and all 7 continents. Thanks to our website streaming service and free mobile app.
Contact Compass Media Networks today to find out about how to add Loudwire Nights to your station.